I am outside the Staples Center. The NBA season is about to tip off, which is why you hear all these sounds of construction and stages being assembled. I am staring at two gigantic banners of Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James. There was a moment this summer when it looked like these guys might be on the same team. Instead, they are on crosstown rivals. And because Kawhi spurned the Lakers, that rivalry could get real. It's Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm Mina Kimes, and this is ESPN Daily, presented by Dell Small Business.
The focus of the basketball world has descended upon LA.
The NBA season is finally upon us. Tonight is the opener, and it's a good one. It's arguably the two best teams in the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers and Clippers. This is a basketball town. Two fan bases that coexist with different sizes. What is the vibe right now between these two groups of fans?
I think the Laker fans are really excited that they have Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and they're really upset that they don't have Kawhi Leonard or Paul George.
Ramona Shelburne covers the NBA for ESPN. She joined me in the studio in Los Angeles, across the street from the Staples Center.
It's sort of existentially hard for Laker fans to know what to do with themselves, that they got rejected. That two players who could have been Lakers, and in Laker fans' mind, should have been Lakers, are not Lakers. So it doesn't almost matter what they do as Clippers unless they win, like, the next five titles. They're Clippers who should have been Lakers. Up until their latest, just absolute terrible run over the last 6 or 7 years, they had this incredible entitlement and expectation that their franchise was going to be good and relevant. And when there was a star in the NBA and the Lakers had even a chance at getting him, they always got them. This is going to be a little bit nerdy. Can I be nerdy on your podcast?
Please.
You talk about manifest destiny, right? There was this idea that the United States should, like, it's our destiny to extend all the way across the country, right? Is this too nerdy? Are we going a little too American history?
I'm laughing because you have so successfully tapped into the psyche of a Lakers fan.
Right?
There, yeah.
It's like there is land out along the Pacific coast that should be America.
Yes.
It's our manifest destiny. That is how Laker fans think about pretty much every star in the NBA.
Should be a Laker.
There is a star. He should be a Laker. How is he going to get to the Lakers? Like, there was this idea that Shaquille O'Neal could be a Laker one day. And then he became a Laker. This is how Laker fans think. This is how they were conditioned to think for 3 decades, for 30 years that Jerry Buss owned the team. The expectation was, if there was a star in the league, he will eventually be a Laker. And now they have this sense that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George should be Lakers. And I don't think they're over it. I don't think they'll ever get over it. I think that when Kawhi and Paul George step on the court as Clippers, they will get booed mercilessly by Lakers fans. I think they will be booed at every public event that they go to.
Wasn't Kawhi recently booed at a Rams game?
He was booed mercilessly. Like, they showed him on the big screen and the boos were so loud that it went viral everywhere. Everybody was taking video of it. It went viral. And I think that's going to keep happening.
And his face went from a straight line non-reaction to a straight line non-reaction, I presume.
Correct. It didn't seem like he cared much.
So Paul George grows up here. He goes to school here. He ends up in Indiana. But he makes it known that he'd like to end up back here. And yet it doesn't happen. Why?
Well, if you ask Paul George that question, he will tell you, the Lakers had a chance to trade for me and they didn't. If you ask the Lakers that question, their answer is, we tried to trade for you, but Indiana didn't want to trade you to us.
Right. So in 2017, he gets traded to Oklahoma City, which at the time people thought was bananas because they thought, well, he's just going to the Lakers anyways. But then he surprises everyone by signing an extension to stay with the Thunder. So let's put a pin in that. Flash forward to this summer. Kawhi Leonard has just led the Toronto Raptors to their first championship and becomes a true free agent. We've been hearing all along, Kawhi to the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Then the Raptors win and we start second guessing it. Yeah. Maybe he'll stay. Canada's embraced him. Then all of a sudden, the Kawhi to the Lakers rumor heats up. Accounts on the internet are promoting it every day. And I think this kind of terrifies people because we're talking about Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James on the same basketball team. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that had actually happened, Ramona, why even have a season?
I don't even know how that team would play because they're so damn good.
The Monstars.
You think the Warriors were good.
Yeah. Obviously, this story has been discussed and dissected for months, but your reporting has some new details. And to me, it reveals that the tension between these two teams might go deeper than we first realized. So let's go back to early July when this all comes to a head. What happens then?
You know, because of the way free agency has gone in the last few years, like him waiting until like July 5th and after the fireworks to announce anything was basically holding the rest of the league up. And all the big guys had made their decision. Everybody was off the board. And there was just a few players left that were sort of contingent on what Kawhi Leonard decided to do. Most players, if they had better options, were not going to sit around and wait for their decision to be made by Kawhi Leonard. And so the Lakers, their options were dwindling every hour, every day that went by. Mm-hmm. And there came a point late in the process where they'd already had their meeting with Kawhi, the Clippers had their meeting, the Raptors had their meeting, and the only real firm deadline that anybody had was the Anthony Davis trade was set to go through once the moratorium lifted. And once that went through, it would change the Lakers' salary cap situation. There was a call between the Lakers and Kawhi's camp where Kawhi asked for more time and said, if you're still interested in Kawhi, you're going to need to wait. And it didn't matter what was going on with Anthony Davis and their salary cap situation. If you're still interested in Kawhi, you've got to wait. And that is the one where the Lakers started to think, maybe we're getting played.
Getting played because as Kawhi's dragged this out, they've missed out on the opportunity to sign other guys.
They've missed out on the opportunity to sign other guys, but also, why does he keep needing to wait when he knows that this is going to negatively affect the team we can build around him and also the salary that they can even offer him? And that's when you started to wonder that something else was going on, and what could that something else be?
After the break, why LeBron James may be feeling a bit burned by Kawhi.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Breaking news on SportsCenter all morning. Sources telling Adrian Wojnarowski the LA Clippers are making a blockbuster trade for Oklahoma City Thunder forward Paul George, clearing the path for free agent Kawhi Leonard to sign with the Clippers on a 4-year, $142 million contract. George requested the trade. All right, here are the trade details.
This Kawhi as master strategist, it goes the other way, too. The Lakers aren't the only ones, I don't want to say being played because he didn't play the Clippers, but he made it clear to them, hey, if you want me to come, you got to get with my friends, to quote the Spice Girls. Paul George.
Yeah, it's good.
So ultimately he gets what he wants.
Yeah, he does. Well, because he told them that he wanted, what he really, really wanted, if we're going to stick with the Spice. You got to be careful with me and the Spice Girls, because I do know way too many lyrics and songs. Did tell them what he really, really wanted, which was more star power. And that's what he said in his meeting with the Clippers. He met with Doc Rivers at his house in Malibu. And then, you know, there's this whole like breaking down of where the meetings were, where, you know, we all do that when we're deciding if somebody really likes us. right? When you're dating and you're like, does this person really like me? Or like,
yeah.
You know, like who's calling who?
Yeah.
Who's driving? Like we do this in LA. This is a big thing in LA is who's going to drive? If I live in the Valley and you live in Santa Monica,
yeah.
Am I going to drive to Santa Monica?
It's not real unless you're willing to go across town
yes.
on a weekday at 6 p.m.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Kawhi goes to Malibu.
That's how you know.
That's how you know. But he made the Lakers drive.
Oh,
from wow. El Segundo to Thousand Oaks.
Well, they should have known then. It sounds like they played themselves.
Basic LA rules. Who drives to who? That determines who likes who. That determines who's pursuing who. Who has the power in the relationship. That's everything. Kawhi drove to Malibu and then made the Lakers drive from El Segundo to Thousand Oaks. And so yeah. it said kind of where Kawhi's mind and heart mm-hmm, were. Mm-hmm. Then when he goes and meets with the Clippers, again, Kawhi driving to Doc's house in Malibu and telling them, I really like what you do, but you guys don't have enough. You need more mm-hmm. talent. Mm. I mean, that was pretty clear. And then later that day, he meets with the Lakers and then immediately goes and meets with Paul George, trying to recruit him to come join the Clippers with him the same day. So what is this telling you about where Kawhi's heart was the entire time? Did the Lakers ever really have a chance?
That's what I was about to ask you. Because when the news came out, I think the reaction amongst a lot of Lakers fans and perhaps the mm-hmm. Lakers themselves and perhaps LeBron James, who has been wooing Kawhi, is that, hey, this guy was never really interested in us. So I want to know what you think.
I think he was prepared to go to the Lakers.
So there was a possibility.
I think it was a possibility. And we'll never know because I don't think he's going to all of a sudden open up and tell everyone.
So Kawhi Leonard is not going to do an Instagram story where he shares his inner thoughts with the world? That's really shocking.
I mean, if he does, that would be my favorite thing in the NBA in a long time.
He's such an extrovert.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Drake has a house out here in Westlake Thousand Oaks that may or may not have been the site of the Kawhi Paul George meeting. I don't know.
Plot twist.
I have heard.
Plot twist.
I have heard. But I don't want to say that in a confirming kind of way because I can't confirm it.
I know the players, not that they don't care, but they're not articulating that they don't yeah. care. But do you think LeBron has a little bit of beef here, given that he played yeah. such a large role in recruiting these guys?
Okay. And this to me is a really fascinating dynamic because if you have followed one LeBron Ramon James, you know that he does not put himself out there in any kind of meaningful way unless he's sure about something.
Okay? Yeah.
Like we were talking earlier about who makes the drive. Like you drive to LeBron James. Like you drive to go visit the king and kiss the ring. Hmm. He doesn't drive to you. So for him to be publicly recruiting Kawhi Leonard and then dissed like that? Yep. That's going to be a deal.
In some ways, this game, this opener, it feels like it could potentially be the beginning of an epic crosstown rivalry. What would it take?
I think something real has to be at stake. You have to have rivalries on the court where when one team wins, it dashes the championship hopes of the other team. The Lakers and Clippers have never played each other with those kind of stakes. They've never really had a rivalry because nothing's really been at stake. It can't just be like, yeah, we had this weird free agency thing and you kind of like didn't call me back and you ghosted me and, you know, did I get played? It can't just be that. It has to be like an epic playoff series yeah. where one team loses and their championship hopes are dashed and then there are real consequences for it.
Ramona, will Los Angeles ever be a Clippers town?
I mean, how long are we talking about? Like, what is the scope of this question? I mean, right now, the end of time, sure.
Maybe. Who can say?
I don't see anywhere in the near future. I mean, even if the Clippers won one title, they still have like 15 to go. If they win two or three or four in a row, yeah, sure. But this is a Laker town.
That's Ramona Shelburne. If you have not yet listened to her amazing five-part 30 for 30 podcast series, The Sterling Affairs, you absolutely should. In addition to unraveling the Donald Sterling scandal, it explores the odd interwoven histories of the Lakers and Clippers. Check it out.
Now you can win a $250,000 home renovation designed by the Scott Brothers and an ADT Smart Home Security System. To enter, just head to ADT.com/pass the protection and tell us what you want to protect. A beautiful home is great, but a safer home is even better. Now is your opportunity to get both. The winner and the winner's home will be featured in an ADT video with the Scott Brothers. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends March 16th. Must be 18 or over and a homeowner as of February 1st, 2020. To learn more about the contest and read the official rules, go to ADT.com/pass the protection.
That was a story you needed to know. Now here's one I want you to know. Tonight, as the world watches Lakers-Clippers and Pelicans-Raptors, there's a good chance they'll see something other than jerseys in the crowd. In both LA and Toronto, activists have started campaigns to distribute T-shirts that reference the ongoing pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. One fan raised more than $40,000 on GoFundMe to buy T-shirts to hand out outside the Staples Center. Another took in over $30,000 for a campaign in Canada. And they might get in, because unlike signs, political T-shirts, as we learned when protesters showed up at Barclays Center, aren't necessarily prohibited. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that this started about 3 weeks ago, when Rockets GM Daryl Morey tweeted, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." Ostensibly, a reference to the protests that have been happening in Hong Kong since the beginning of the summer, in response to a bill that would extradite residents of the region, amongst other things, the protesters are asking for civil liberty protections from the police. The issue was amplified when LeBron James criticized Morey, basically accusing him of tweeting without thinking.
I thought it was very disappointing for LeBron, of all people, to say that Daryl Morey essentially inconvenienced me, and for that he should be punished.
Now, LeBron isn't the only person to refrain from engaging with the underlying issue, but he drew more ire than most because he made it explicit that he was personally bothered by Morey jeopardizing his earnings. To quote Krusty the Clown, he said the quiet part loud and the loud part quiet. And that's why I think this story has legs. A lot of companies make compromises to do business in China, but the NBA is uniquely visible because it's both very present there and also known for having players who are typically outspoken on matters of social justice, which makes their silence feel conspicuous. And oh, by the way, LA plays Houston in January, so this story isn't going away. I'm Mina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.